For those of us who grew up with one or more sibling, I suspect we develop a sense early in childhood about what is and is not fair. My parents, for example, were very careful to spend the same amount of money on Christmas and birthday presents for my sister and me, so that one wouldn't feel as though the other was getting preferential treatment. In families or classrooms or places of employment where favoritism seems evident, those of us who don't feel as if we are getting all that we deserve may resent what we see as an injustice. This manner of thinking probably comes natural to most people, and perhaps makes today's gospel passage all the more challenging for us to understand. After all, why should those who had only started working after 5 p.m., roughly an hour before quitting time, earn the same amount as those who had been hard at it since dawn? It doesn't seem right. And yet, Jesus is likening the kingdom of heaven to this very situation. How are we to make sense of this when it seems so blatantly unjust? One interpretation of this parable is that those first invited into the vineyard represent the Jewish people, who, of course, were the first recipients of divine revelation, and therefore the first to enter into a covenantal relationship with God. Yet, as we know, God's revelation, his invitation, if you will, was eventually extended to all the Gentiles. So, in a sense, those of us in church today can be likened to the people who were invited later into the vineyard. I think the parable's main lesson, however, is that far more important than when the invitation is offered is how we respond once that invitation is received. As I was reflecting upon this gospel passage, I couldn't help but consider how there are so many people in our world who are like those standing around idle late in the day. People we may consider to be wasting time or wasting their lives. People who may strike us as lazy, especially in regard to religious or spiritual matters. And yet, like the people in Jesus' parable, a great many of these folks may simply be waiting for an invitation. From our limited point of view, it can be tempting to judge by appearances, to decide for ourselves the merit of another or what we think is fair or unfair. But because none of us is God, it's important to remind ourselves that we don't always see things the way he does because we don't get the full picture. God does not want us to feel jealousy or resentment over his generosity for the simple reason that we all stand to be beneficiaries of his enormous heart. For those standing around idle in the late afternoon or evening of their lives, we may not know all the reasons for their being on the fringes of a life of worship, or in what ways things may have turned out differently if they had received the graces and blessings that we have received. The main thought I would like to leave you with today, the main thing that I hope you'll remember, is that the kingdom of heaven is not a place we can enter feeling resentment or jealousy, or a place where we can be weighing the merits of another and determining the fairness of their reward. Our hearts need to be utterly pure before entering the presence of God and his saints, to the point where we celebrate the rewards of everyone, where we want everyone to respond to God's generous call for the simple reason that a universal acceptance of his invitation is what God longs for so very much. Perhaps today's gospel, as difficult as it is, can challenge us to consider our own attitudes in regard to justice and generosity. I'm preaching to myself here as well. As we move forward in the Mass to welcome our divine Savior onto our altar, and a few minutes later into our hearts and souls, maybe we can ask God to help us become more aware of any attitudes we may have that are not in conformity to what he hopes for, so that we can better love him by loving one another.